Abuses at Abu Ghraib and the steady drumbeat of the war on terror have sparked a cottage industry of novels about a world gone terribly wrong. One of those worried writers is the Australian Richard Flanagan. His novel, The Unknown Terrorist, tells the story of a young woman who is mistakenly identified as an accomplice of a terrorist. She quickly finds herself demonized in the media and on the run from police. It's a devastating story of a society gone haywire, where constant terror alerts and alarmist news stories push a nation close to the breaking point.
I suppose I want to write a book that looked at what happens to people when they're placed in these adverse situations. And we've created this unusual cocktail of fear, of draconian government legislation, of empowered security forces. And when you put all those things together, you start creating the possibilities for the abuse of power and the destruction of individuals. If I'd written a book that had as its central character a Muslim or someone of Middle Eastern extraction, it would be so much harder to get people to read it. I wanted an everyman or an everywoman sort of character so that people might realise that in such a climate of fear, it could be you that they come for next. There's a beautiful poem by the Greek poet Gavafi called Waiting for the Barbarians, and it's in Imperial Rome, and terror is spreading through Rome because the news has come the barbarians are about to invade. And at the poem's end, suddenly the news comes from the border. The barbarians have vanished. They never existed. And the final line of the poem is, what are we to do? The barbarians were a kind of solution. And so too are terrorists. I'm not for a moment condoning terrorism or terrorist. I mean, any act of murderous evil should be met with strong resolve and murderers should be brought to justice. But politics at its best once offered a hopeful vision of the future, and somehow that ceased to be the way, and now they simply offer this power of nightmares, this dark vision. And I think we ought to be very frightened of it, because the path to tyrannies never begins with a coup d'etat. It begins with the slow corrosion of liberties and truth. You do sense that something despotic has seized the soul of the body politic in the West. Ultimately, a novelist has no responsibility other than to write a good book. But Chekhov said that it is the duty of the writer to always side with the accused in the dock, and I hope in the case of this book, I've done my duty as a writer.
That's Tasmanian writer Richard Flanagan. Here's an excerpt from his novel, The Unknown Terrorist.
The world had deliberately shed itself of all that reminded people of their impermanence, their fragility, their capacity and need for transcendence. The city was no longer the most marvellous of human creations, but the most oppressive. Nothing was left to balance the horror of life. Power and money were what were to be admired as life atrophied. Beauty was to be despised, and the contemplation of the world decreed as a sickness, depression, maladies. Politics places man at the centre of life, an impermanent opposition to the universe. Love is never enough, but it is all we have.